Now, before you go, the Mining Act and the farmers. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday because it is going to be a crucial issue in crucial seats. You might not be a member of parliament unless you get this right, because you are contesting the seat of Stewart. You're up against Jeff Brock, who's moved across to Stewart. Jeff Brock says, you know what, I'm going to give farmers an independent ombudsman. I'm going to give them $10,000, basically legal aid, to take on mining companies that wander across their land, and you want to challenge them. Fraser Ellis down in Narunga, your former Liberal colleague, he thinks this is a crackerjack idea. Unless you concede something on this, Dan Van Hulst Pelican, you might not be the member for Stewart in a few weeks' time.
Well, David, anybody who goes to an election just assuming that they're going to win is fooling themselves. Every single election in every single state, every single seat is a very, very challenging thing. Independent members can pretty much say whatever they like. I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do the other. If I'm elected, and if anybody is listening to me after I'm elected, our Marshall Liberal government's intention is to win this election and to win it with a majority and to get on and do the things that are best for South Australians. Now, in your introduction, David, you said this miners versus farmers issue, and I take issue with that. Agriculture is our most important and longest standing industrial sector in South Australia. Mining is incredibly important, incredibly large, and is our most our greatest growth opportunity for South Australia. We need to find a way for them both to work together.
Oh, well, everybody agrees
on
that.
And we can do it, David. We can do it. Anybody who says it's just farming here only and no chance of anything else is not doing the best by South Australia. And anybody who says just mining only, and I'm not suggesting
nobody's suggesting that. I mean, that's a straw man argument. Nobody's suggesting that.
That was Jeff, in your introduction.
No.
Jeff versus farming.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, it is an argument between the miners and the farmers, to which by all sides, Jeff Brock, Fraser Ellis, Dan Van Hulst Pelican, Tom Cucciantonis, you all say, oh, we've all got to get along. The point is that the devil is in the detail. Now, bottom line here, Minister, are you going to give Jeff Brock and Fraser Ellis what they recommended out of their select committee? There were six key points. Are you going to give them that?
David, it's not about giving Jeff Brock or any other aspiring member of parliament or aspiring to be re-elected member of parliament what they want. What we do is what's best for South Australians.
Do you think the recommendations coming out of that select committee are in the best interests of South Australia?
We've looked at that information and we're digesting it. It's a parliamentary report. It's parliamentary recommendations. The Labor Party moved for that report, supported Jeff Brock to get that report up.
Yeah.
It's all about politics. And when you hear the Labor Party,
no, it's not all about politics. It's about farmers. It's about farmers saying we've got people wandering across our land. It's about miners saying, hang on, there's enormous wealth there. We need to get at it.
When you hear the Labor Party talking about that report, when they wanted to get it up for political reasons only, they said how incredibly, incredibly important it was. You talk to anybody from Labor now and they said, no, it was just an investigation, just an inquiry. We will continue to make sure that all South Australians get the greatest benefits possible from agriculture and mining.
That's so fuzzy. I mean, you could drive a dumper truck through that promise. What the farmers and what the miners want is clear, as a clear indication. Now, you've got six recommendations on the table. Are you going to agree to any of those?
David, I'm not going to answer that question at the moment. Let's just wait and see what happens. Some of those recommendations are appealing and attractive. Some of them are not. This is a very, very important issue.
When you say let's just wait and see, do you mean wait and see after the election?
No, I'm just saying I'm not going to answer that question right now. The reality is that anybody who thinks that set of recommendations is going to solve everything for farmers and miners is kidding themselves. Anybody who says...
Well, I reckon you're kidding yourself if you think you can get away with not answering that question about those six recommendations.
David,
because if you don't answer... Now, hang on, let me put this to you. If you don't answer that question, That is your position on those six recommendations regarding miners versus farmers as came out of that committee. If you don't give a firm position on that, then a lot of people in your electorate are going to swing to Brock, and Fraser Ellis will get a lot of support, and your government will find yourself in serious trouble. That's just politics.
Well, David, that's your assessment of it. I didn't say that we won't address those issues. What I said is that doing that right now in your program is not in anybody's interest.
We've had a lot of time to think about that.
If anybody thinks that just agreeing with those things is going to solve these problems, they are kidding themselves. That is not as simple as that. That is just people trying to make politics out of what is one of the most important economic development opportunities our state has, which is to get this right.
Dan Van Helst Pelican, thank you for your time.
Thanks, David.
Minister for Energy and Mining, Deputy Premier, who also finds himself right in the thick of this because his seat of Stewart, the regional seat of Stewart, which takes in part of Port Augusta and Port Pirie and a whole swathe of farming and pastoral country, and he finds himself in this debate. Not only is the minister responsible, he's one of the MPs on the ground, right in the thick of this debate, which is going to be a decisive issue in a key seat. Rebecca Knoll has been waiting patiently. We ought to give the Mines and Energy Chamber a chance to respond to this. Those 6 points that came out of this select committee, giving farmers more, how worrying is that for your constituency?
Yes, David, of course it is a worry because politics is threatening to undermine one of South Australia's core legal principles. And if it's allowed to proceed, it could have far-reaching consequences for economic growth in the state. SACOM have been absolutely crystal clear in our rejection of a landowner right to veto, and this is one of our election calls. We don't believe that moratoria should be used as a political bargaining chip during an election period, as it directly affects the stability of our sector. First and foremost, mineral rights belong to the Crown. They're held on behalf of the community, and we don't think that individual politicians should be holding those rights to ransom for their own political benefit. We've got really well-developed legal frameworks in this state. They were recently amended, took many years over two governments to amend those frameworks. They grant many additional rights and protections to landowners, and we need the time for those recently amended frameworks to be bedded down and to work. But the recommendations made in the Parliamentary Steering Committee are, of course, of concern to us, either through changes to the planning laws, as been recommended, or targeted moratoria.
Right.
Now, we've seen the results of targeted moratoria down in the southeast, where it was used as a political tool or football at the last state election.
Right. So you've got MPs who genuinely feel very strongly about this, and so do their constituents. But the stakes are very high. That's what you're telling us. You disagree with those MPs and you say the stakes are really high.
Yeah, I say it's deeply concerning that stable frameworks, which are relied upon by our sector and have been recently amended and upgraded, could be dismantled for political convenience, or that the Crown's sovereignty over mineral rights could be traded off to private landowners as a bargaining chip to form government. Yes, of course, that is a risk.
So when you hear Dan Van Helst Pelican saying, oh, well, I'm not going to answer that question, we'll get around to it, that must be worrying when you see the Labor Party backing a committee which has given a platform for these MPs who are very concerned about mining rights. You must be very worried about. I mean, in that sense, Dan Van Helst Pelican is right on the money. There's an awful lot of politics being played out here.
There is an awful lot of politics, and that is worrying because, as I say, that means that the Crown's sovereignty over mineral rights could be traded off to private landowners as a bargaining chip to form government. And that is a direct risk to every South Australian because mineral rights are owned by every South Australian.
Rebecca Knoll, Chief Executive Officer with SA Chamber of Mines and Energy. Thank you very much for your time. Before that, Dan Van Helst Pelican, Minister for Energy and Mining, and Peter Malinauskas, Leader of the Opposition. It's almost